During Cypress end-to-end tests, we can manipulate the page. In my other videos, I've shown how to remove elements. In this video, I'll show how to add an element to the existing DOM. So imagine we have pets. Right now, it has items like dog and tarantula, and it's weird to have tarantula and not have a cat, for example. So why don't we insert a new element with a text cat? So we can get the pets by ID, and this gives us the unordered list. And this yields a jQuery object which has append method that appends the given HTML at the end of the children's list. So we can say invoke append and just give it HTML. You don't have to construct anything, you can just give it text. So cat, li, and finish with string. And notice the list has been updated. Now it has three elements which we can confirm by getting the pets li elements and confirming if you use Cypress map that the text of children elements is now dog, tarantula, and the new element cat. So pretty easy. jQuery is very powerful. The fact that Cypress yields you for all queried elements a jQuery object with found elements is extremely, extremely useful.